Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We are back for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. And as always, this is brought to you by fine folks over at Prize Picks. My Thunder play to win the West. Still looking good. But now is the series we all waited for. Thunder Spurs, you could still get on board. Make sure you use promo code BDS. It's promo code BDS for a free $50. We're doing a three-point shootout that's going to be coming up soon that people can put place wagers on, which is going to be awesome. They were about to do a 1v1 versus me and Joe. And look, as much as I'm all for that, that either has to be capped or that could just get so ugly that I just don't think that that's the best idea for both me and Petey.
What do you mean ugly?
What's that?
What do you mean by ugly?
Well, when you have people's money at stake and it's your hands, it's like an athlete. It just gets nasty. And I think, you know, with the way it's been trending already, it's just not the best. Like
hard business when you got people's money at stake.
You lose that match, you think that the fucking messages are hostile now? Huh. Fucking.
Yeah, I've seen it all already.
Something to keep an eye out for. What we're going to do is I told Mikey that he could be a part of the next interview process for the Hater series. So I said, you know what? Why don't we just start now? So Denton Doggett is going to be joining us from the cruise that he's on. He's on a cruise
ship. Oh, these guys. You know, every single one of these guys we bring on. Moose was 2 weeks in Tokyo.
Really?
This guy's on a cruise. Yeah, you know, tough life. They just go on the internet and just talk
God
shit.
God forbid you're wearing like a silk shirt one day. They're like, oh, look at Moneybags DeMar over here. Meanwhile, they're on a cruise to the fucking Bahamas. You know, people got some balls, Joe. They really
do. By the
do.
Way, I will say taking a cruise right now in the midst of the Hantavirus is one of the dumbest things that you can do.
Don't start pumping the Hantavirus, bro. Don't.
Those rats.
All right. Really, I'm Joe. It's brought to you by the fine folks over at Mint Mobile. Stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Okay. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/TBDS. That's TBDS. mintmobile.com/TBDS and get the good price on your wireless network today.
All right. I'd like to tell you that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you thanks to our friends over at Wayfair. All right. Your outdoor space should feel like you. Mine didn't for the longest time. Now here I am. Thanks to Wayfair. They have great pieces that actually match the vibe I was looking for. Needed some pieces for outdoor furniture, needed some pieces for inside. Can't say I've gotten all of them, but Wayfair is going to be there bringing me right where I need to be. Every style, every outdoor space, they got something for you. Whether your vibe is modern, coastal, farmhouse, eclectic. Wayfair has options to help you create an outdoor space that is, in fact, uniquely yours. It's easy to find exactly what you need. Wayfair makes it simple to narrow down what works your style and budget so you can get something regardless of the budget. Here's what you got to do. Get prepped for patio season for way less. Head to Wayfair.com right now to shop all things home. That's Wayfair.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
That was nice. That was a nice finish there, Pete.
We were at Peter's house for the Breezy. I had a great week of Breezy. Really, really was. I mean, Billy Bean just absolutely cooked. Speaking of that, boy, do I want to have him on for a story we heard this week. But I think Mikey was busting, or somebody's busting Joe's balls about the Hermes blanket. And then he says to me, Bob, he's like, what do you mean? He's like, I got one because you have one. I'm like, I don't have an Hermes, but he's like, hey,
you have the exact same style.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Narod got that years ago. It's fake. Like, Jesus, Bob, I spent thousands on that thing.
Oh, man, just exposure there, dude. Hey, listen, that Hermes, that one that Bob has is a Swiss 1-1, so it's as close.
It had me duped.
came with boxing papers, reference number 113056. 113056.
I forgot when Joe said that. I was like, what are you talking about? I couldn't do that, Pete. I couldn't buy that.
All right.
I'm not sticking it to, sorry.
Bob, me and Petey were watching a little playoff hockey on the couch, and I put like a drink kind of close to the watch him like it! Watch a blanket. He said that blanket is under lock and key, dude. That blanket, you better be careful with that blanket, Petey. The coffee at the DeMar house, by the way, Nicole makes the best. She makes a hell of a cup of Joe in the morning. It is strong. It's like a triple espresso, basically. Yeah. But, I mean, those cups are free-flowing, Joe. You better be careful around that blanket.
It was fun, like, doing the whole breezy week. It was just a fun week. Like, some of the skits that are coming out, Billy does such a good job with it. Mikey was down. Mason was down, who's just a great addition to the team. So there's a lot to be excited about with that. Like, it's good. It's fun doing it. It's ridiculous, but it's very, very fun to do. It was a really enjoyable week. The content, even from that behind the scenes, is great.
Well, having Mikey come down is always fun. I enjoy more than ever. And I, you know, I hope he keeps coming, because we're going to have a lot of stuff coming, and hopefully maybe eventually full time, because it's just a better spot when Mikey's here. Now, when he comes full time, you know, he won't be in my house constantly, so it'll be a little different vibe. But I will say, just having him around, it's been a pleasure, Michael.
You see, that was a covert shot there. That was a covert shot. Now, by the way, I'd like to say, Joe, and Nicole maybe could attest to this, I leave a very, very minimal guest footprint. You know what I'm saying? I leave a very minimal guest footprint. I always make the bed. I always fold the towels. I leave everything exactly the way I found it. I would never, ever, ever go there and start, you know, the guest bathroom immaculate when I leave it. A very small footprint I leave.
Well, but Mikey, that's like you leaving your own review as a guest on TripAdvisor. Yeah.
If, like, I had to, I'd give myself, like, five stars, Bob.
Like the hotel leaving a review about how great the hotel was. Like, you got to make that review.
Well, I'd like to get the review, the honest review.
He's like the Uber passenger rating himself after he just rode in my car.
Yeah. I think
I'm a five-star guest.
That's okay. I mean, I do think Michael's respectful. No, I would. Bob's trying to pretzel this. I would agree. I think he's a very generous, like. I here's the thing. What I always like is someone who shows appreciation. So Mikey does a very good job of that. Yes. Every time he leaves, very nice message. And he knows that I've always said he's welcome to stay. I enjoy having him. We have a lot of fun. So doors are always welcome, open to him. And I know I make some jokes from time to time. I'm like, oh, you know, it's like the DeMar Casa della Cuzzi bed and breakfast. But I would feel upset if he just rented some, like, you know, flea bag hotel instead of coming and staying with us, you know?
Why would I rent a flea bag hotel, dude?
It is a flea bag hotel.
Jeez. Now, here's the thing is, Nicole is just the spread she puts out for these breakfasts. I mean, it is second. Yeah. I mean, she's making breakfast. She's making lunch. I mean, there was a dinner ready for me when I came off the plane on Monday night. I felt bad. I wasn't even hungry on Monday night. It's like, you know, it's five-star service over there.
I got a frittata at the shoot, too. We were eating
that frittata was good.
And frittata, yeah.
It's a nice frittata.
Really. And then we had Tomahawk Tuesday, Blackbird.
Oh, that dinner was great.
What a great dinner that was. That's really
top quality Chinese, man.
I was there the next day with the Spiropolis.
That's insane. That's insane. Crazy. That's insane. How was that dinner?
It was great. They do the hand rolled bagels. They have hand rollers training in their spots in New Jersey to then send them down to Jupiter when the time comes.
It's training. It's like the farm league up there, and they're getting
It reminds me of when Kramer had the Cubans roll, but they were Dominicans rolling the Cuban cigars, yeah, and they rolled them too tight, and then they just explode the crepes. Remember that?
Yes, the crepes. They were rolling the crepes, and you bit into one, and the juice.
Like, they're not Cuban. They're Dominicans.
Yes.
First menu, they said it was too much of a diner menu. There was too many options. I'm going to send it over your way, Pete, and you'd see it, Mikey. It was too big. I'd rather have the smaller, a much smaller menu and perfect those items.
Well, what did they had, like, I guess all the griddle stuff and all the omelets and all that. Like, they had, like, pancakes, waffles, omelets, all that.
Correct. All the different omelets, all like I would rather perfect it. You know what I mean? And like a grilled chicken sandwich. Like they're like, you know, they're like, look, this is just the first run. They're giving us full freedom on it, but we're going to chop it down by four.
Like I never, the egg platters and the omelets, I think at a bagel store is something that I've dabbled in the past. I've never gone to a bagel store and said, I want pancakes. Or I've never gone to a bagel store and said, I want a waffle. But eggs is a different animal, though. I do feel that way. But like an omelet platter style, that is doable because then instead of toast, you get a bagel. Instead of like the traditional toast.
With the omelet on the menu, wouldn't you rather, like with the omelets, you know how they give you the different options and then you pick which one you like the most and then sometimes you add or subtract?
Yes.
Why don't you just take that off? And it's just a build your own omelet. So you,
I like that.
You know what I mean, Pete?
Yeah. See, I every diner in Jersey gives you that. They give you you could add, here's the list of items you could add. It's $2 an item or whatever it is, right? That you could add into the omelet. I always gravitate towards choosing a pre-designated omelet, like the Colorado, or they call it this one or that one.
Is it called Denver?
Well, there's a Colorado, there's a farmhouse, there's a Southwestern. They do, you know, an Italian one where they do like sausage and mozzarella. I mean, every place has different type. They name them whatever they want to name them. But the point is, I feel like I always gravitate towards them putting the compilation together instead of me choosing, like, I don't know. I never walk in and I'm like in the mood. Oh, I want this ham, this cheese. I don't know. I like going with what they have made because sometimes I like what they have.
And Pete, you're more of just to create your own omelet.
Not even omelet. I think create your own breakfast. Like sometimes they do like the two and two, like two eggs, two sausage, two pig. I like to choose.
That's the hungry man.
Yeah, I like to choose because sometimes they'll be like, oh, well, we'll do pancakes, but then you can't have toast. You know, I like toast with my eggs because I like to scoop up the yolk with the toast, you know? Yes. So I don't want to like compromise the toast just to get a pancake, but I might want to add a pancake on while I'm at it just to get a little frisky with them,
you know what?
Being the fat ass that I am. And so if you can build it with the option of, you know, additional items and for an extra surcharge, I think that that's fun, you know?
You know, my favorite surcharge in the world, best surcharge, beets, avocado, all that stuff.
What?
The toast upgraded to the bagel is one of the greater surcharges.
It's like plus $1. It's or plus.
I love saying you could charge me extra for the bagel.
Well, that's why I think the egg platter in a bagel store is something that you stick with because of that very reason. Because instead of the toast, you're going to obviously you're at a bagel store. You're going to opt, I would think, for a bit for one of the bagels.
Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
Did they have the Bear Down Deli Essential Soup on the menu?
That was the diner soup that you're looking for. There is a matzo ball soup on there.
Well, that's great.
What does that have to do with anything? What's it got to do with anything, man? By the way, somebody criticizing my top fives very much lately. John Dowd finished ahead of Joey D's list this week, okay? For somebody who broke my balls to the ends of the earth about
but
John
you
Dowd.
You can't say that John Dowd was the reason you finished ahead of me.
Absolutely.
Your list was probably just better overall, not that John Dowd was the reason. By the way, a lot of people were really, really upset with us that Pablo Sanchez didn't.
Yeah.
That's a big honorable mention.
And by the way, Bob smoked both of us. It was disgusting. Oh, it wasn't even close. It was like 60% vote for Bob. It was disgusting.
Every time I think we're making a push to like get close to him, he just blows past us again.
That's what he does, man.
Yeah, he's in a different category.
But I don't want to keep him waiting. Now, Mikey, I did say to you last week you would be part of the hater process.
Right.
And we're going to do that now. And you can ask any questions. Now, we talked about Denton Dog. I think the name is great. He truly, truly dislikes Joe, which I don't agree with, but is good for business. Let's bring in Denton Dog and Mikey. You could just tee off. Big match guy. He's coming from a carnival.
Denton, how are you? Quality, out of the gate. Brutal.
It's not carnival, by the way. But okay.
Hey, hold on. No. What type of cruise is it, Denton?
What?
What type of cruise is it?
Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett.
Okay. All right. Well, Mikey, I'll let you take it away.
Mikey wants to ask you,
we got a big, big hater matchup coming that we're going to be filming soon. Mikey, I want you to ask any questions that you want to ask Denton. And then see you as well.
So Denton, now what's your background exactly? If you could go into some detail, like what's the employment history on the resume for Denton look like? If you don't mind me asking.
Well, the reason the last guy was such a bust because he's a firefighter. I'm a lineman, so we obviously don't get along right there. Number one.
Okay.
But he's a what?
Lineman. You got to work on fire lines.
Yeah, you got to explain that to him. So he's the guy. He's the guy that's climbing the poles to restore power. He's, you know, he's in Dickie Gass's realm. So now you have an idea of what you're dealing with.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, it makes the whole.
So you're on the. You're on the. Now, do you work for? You work for a public company? Like, do you work for like a PSE&G type? Like, where the half the house is electric, half the house is gas.
Oh no, no. I'm not in the house. I do.
Oh, this guy stinks, bro.
Got him. He's gotta go.
He's gone.
Get him out.
Wow. What the hell? That was short lived. I tell you what, we were gonna get into some stuff there because he's got some things to say.
So Lambs, if we can get him off of the pool deck and what is he shelter?
Doing? It's not like we're in a fucking wind tunnel, man.
I mean, he's outdoors on a cruise. He's in the open seas, Joe.
Do it in your room, dude. Like,
he did not like that carnival. Comment what's all
it's great, it was good. Good job, Bob.
Yo, but
Jimmy Buffett cruise line doesn't sound any different.
I tell you what, though, Jimmy Buffett cruise line, that tells me as the interviewer off the bat exactly what I'm dealing with. This guy is a guy who likes to have a good time, right? He's a guy who likes to have a good time.
This guy just continues to just
he just leaves. It's just unreal. He just leaves. Where did he go?
All right, keep going. Go ahead, Mikey. What exactly does it say?
I'm going to say that when a guy tells you he's on a Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville cruise, you know exactly what this guy is about. He's about waking up in the morning, probably smoking a fat bowl, and then moving on to margaritas before the PM hours, which, by the way, if he's on the cruise with his wife and he works on power lines all the time, this guy's in need of a nice little break and a nice little escape from reality. Well, yeah, and that's what Jimmy Buffett is escape from reality.
Yeah, but let's not take his side. I mean,
with all due respect, if I was on a cruise line right now, I'd be getting my balls busted pretty hard.
100%. But I mean, like, he's on the Jimmy Buffett cruise line.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that thing.
There you go, D-Man.
Yeah. That's where those things start from over there, man.
D, you should ask him about the hantavirus.
Yeah, I might have to go. I might have to show up to our match wearing a full cage.
I was gonna say you might have to have a KN95 on during the hater mask, series. You can't risk. Like, I mean, Joe's got a little baby at home.
One of those bee suits, you know, like the guys who like hunt for pollen, just walk out like with one of those hazmat suits
hunt
on
for pollen. Yeah.
That is the Ben Trott experience.
Well, let's see. Now that's luxury. That's elegance. That's class.
Yeah, that little Four Seasons slapper.
But you know what they don't have? They don't have a little Jimmy Buffett fucking fun, you know, karaoke bar on the sidelines. That's what they don't have. This guy, by the way, when I see a hater, I envision the he's back. Can we get him in a room? This guy looks like he's shooting from the middle of a fucking...
Tug it, just can't get it right.
There we go. Back
to the interview, Michael.
All right, so power lines. How long you been doing that?
Get him out. He's done. Get him out. I'm done with this guy, man.
What are you doing? Yo, what an epic failure for a fucking interview, dude. We thought we were going to have fucking mood, and we got stuck with Dalton Daggett or whatever his name is.
Hey.
What's his name, Bob?
Denton Doggett.
I was close. Double D. We'll just call him Double D. Double D.
Double D.
Oh, the Double D.
Oh, man. All right. I do think he's going to be a huge bounce back. You could see it in the eyes, man. There's hate and rage in the eyes.
But for what reason? Is there a reason to hate?
I don't know. But for a guy on a Jimmy Buffett cruise, he looks like the angriest guy that's ever been on a Jimmy Buffett cruise ever. I would be all smiles. I'd be fucking laughing, giggling. He looks like he's ready to kill somebody.
Based off of the reception he's getting on that phone, I'd be pissed off too, man.
Yeah, he's gonna need a Starlink on there or something.
Well, we always talk about how the D-man somehow has reception in every place he goes, and he's got the same carrier as like 50% of the country. But his AT&T, man, it just is a different animal. No.
He's got Mint Mobile.
Well, we all have Mint Mobile, but I'm yeah.
Give him the Mint. Give him the Mobile. Doc, dude, that guy fucking sucks.
Yeah, you know, it is a shame because I do think he would have put together a nice little interview there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. You know, just where he's at.
Imagine having the absolute lack of creativity and thoughtfulness that if you're doing an interview to go on the fucking deck of the cruise liner instead of just going in your room like a normal human being.
Well, maybe his, like, wife is asleep in the room or something, you know?
Then say you can't do the interview. It sounded like we were in a fucking tsunami, Michael.
Let me tell you something. Brilliant Dumb Show comes and says you're going to get interviewed. You don't tell him you're not going to. You're sitting that one out. You're coming. Yeah, Bob tells you got an interview, you're coming.
Well, yeah. I did tell someone. I told Mood this week that we wanted to interview him, and he seemed down, and then he just ghosted me, dude.
Did he ghost you? Is he getting – Bola could be getting big time, man.
You don't know.
Well, no. When I started off, by saying congrats on 200K, and he still was at 199. And then he responded to me, and he was like, "Has it uploaded yet? It's still not showing 200 on my end." And I was just saying, like, "Congrats, because you're like basically at 200." And then we started talking. I said, "You know, Mood, I'm a big fan." I was like, "We'd love to have you on the podcast."
Kept calling the guy Mood, by the way. Addressed him as Mood instead of James, which is maybe the reason that he's not coming on the show. He doesn't want to be called Mood.
You that's a sign of sign of respect. You say Mood before you say something. Mood, you guys? Mood, would you like to come on the podcast?
It would be like somebody calling you Bear.
Yeah. Well, Joe does that sometimes.
Well, no, we call him Buzz.
It really bothers me sometimes, but that's another story. But that is one. You. Sometimes you'll be like, yeah, Bear down. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like he's the only one who calls me that still. I don't
Your
know.
Name is literally Bear Down Cuts.
No, it is. It is. Yeah, it is. It is. There's no question about that.
My name's Cole Cuts. People call me Cuts. Yeah, see, imagine if we had him on right now.
That is some Mood, man. That is some
Instead,
mood.
We had to settle for a guy on a fucking carnival cruise, dude.
It's not the carnival cruise. It's Jimmy Buffett, man.
Margaritaville. Joe, you should keep calling it that, though. Like, when you see him, just keep fucking hammering him. I think that one, man, yeah. I just, there's something about this one that I think is going to be really, really good. And I will
Bob loves this more than anything. He loves
it. It's a great series. It's a great series.
I don't think anybody's beaten me to the course, by the way, for the Hater series. I mean, I would argue I'm early to the course every time, but that one is, you know, I'm there.
What about it specifically do you enjoy the most?
Do I enjoy about him?
No, about the series, because like you get delight in watching. I think it's a mixture of him not having to golf.
You really have to ask back. You have to ask. It's putting you through misery. That's Bob is a sadist. He likes to see people in misery. That's what he likes. That's his thing, bro. In some ways, Bob. In some ways, yes.
Did you say like Bob is like the Vince McMahon of YouTube golf?
That's actually one of the best analogies I've heard to date. That's actually now obviously minus the controversy and minus the bed, but in terms of like him conducting the
sinister,
the chaos,
yeah,
yes, 100%.
It does make me look like I'm a bad guy. I'm a good guy.
I tried to preface it without the bad stuff, Bob. Everyone knows you're a great guy, one of the best guys ever.
There's Bob, you're like USA's darling. Like you're
I don't
even
know what sadist is. It just sounds horrible. Sounds horrible.
I will say, you also didn't know what a pair of shears were last week, which was really the Mikey V. That Edward Shearhands was one of the greatest.
Bobby Shearhands. And then whoever made the one, I didn't make that one, but the one who made where he's taken in the backswing and he just has a gigantic pair of shears was really good. That was really good.
What about the Garden USA?
That was EA. By the way, EA's cooking, man. This guy is just, he's up to some shit, man.
I'm glad he's going at somebody else's throat after the Dash DeMar whole thing went down.
Yeah,
you know?
I wore it. I wore it. I mean, it sucked, but you got to wear it. The Garden thing, too. I'd love now. Mikey, I think you might be up this week.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've I'm no stranger to that. You could go ahead and just lay me out. It's fine. It's what it is.
Okay. All right, fellas. Well, let's get into the buy or sell. Let's go into the buy or sell. Shame we couldn't get Denton Dog for a little bit longer. But let's go over Mikey. I'm going to get started with you. Buy or sell, let it fly.
All right. I'm opening myself up here again. Fine. No problem. People got to say what they're going to say. They're going to comment what they're going to comment. I have to call it like I see it, as always. I call it exactly as I see it. I've been the toughest critic of Jake Paul for a very long time. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows I've been on Jake Paul's ass about who he fights, who he chooses to fight. I'm going to say this about the guy. The guy has this deodorant body wash brand called W. And I will say this, I'm a deodorant connoisseur. I've tried all different kinds of deodorants. I've had problems with certain deodorants. Old Spice, I have a big problem with that. It gives me a rash. I don't know what the fuck it is. I've went to Degree. I've gone to this. I tried this W deodorant. It's the best deodorant I've ever tried. I have to give credit where credit is due. I think he's on the right path, the right direction with this W line of men's body care. I've tried it. Someone gave it to me. They said, try this. I tried it and I have to stand by it. It's excellent. It's excellent. And and I have to say it. And unfortunately, because people are going to break balls, they're going to say, Jake Paul, this Jake Paul. It's fine. It's fine. But I'm going to stand by my truth, Robert. It's a good product. It's just a good product. It just is what it is. It is what it is.
You have come for that guy's throat so many times. To now be just imagining Mikey V waking up in the morning, just huddled over the freaking bathroom sink and just lacing the Jake Paul deodorant on. It's a sight that it's just very hypocritical.
I mean, like, I'm trying to think of what it would be a good, like, where there's a good analogy. I don't have one at the moment, but I don't know. It's like, you know, sometimes you gotta just say, you got to tip your cap. Sometimes you got to tip your cap, and I'm tipping my cap. It's a good product. It's a good line of products. The deodorant smells great. It lasts long. It's just what it is. It just is what it is. It
looks cool. You know where they had me sold or intrigued was when they brought on Sugar Sean. They got Sugar Sean on.
Whoa, so do they really?
They do.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm starting to get intrigued.
Correct. You bring Sugar Sean into
let me ask you a question. Why does it take like a massive celebrity for you to get intrigued? And when I say I like it, it's just like, oh, how the fuck could that be? But then you hear Bobble say Sugar Sean's doing it, or fucking Busta Rhymes is using it, and you'd be like, oh, well, now if you're talking about
apparently that, for you, Jake Paul was good enough for you to get going, so who are you to point at me? By the way, if I hated somebody so much, the thought of
I don't hate him that much. All I said was I wanted to see him fight a real boxer, and he fought Anthony Joshua. And by the way, after the Joshua fight, Bob, and Bob, I'd like, you probably going to say you don't remember, but I think I said after the Joshua fight, I said I give him his respect for fighting Anthony Joshua, because that's a real fighter. And by the way, all jokes aside, I saw an interview with him last week. He doesn't know if he's ever going to be able to fight again. Because of his jaw.
He'll fight again.
I'm just saying, he said in the interview, his jaw is so fucked up, and he has to get like an implant in his mouth because of what happened to him in that fight. Like. So I give him his due respect for that fight.
Him, Mikey, I'm the guy who supported him. I said what he was doing.
Oh, you've supported him since day one. I criticized. I am against, and it's not just Paul. I'm against the celebrity, like when McGregor fought, what's his name?
Mayweather?
No. Mayweather. Yeah, Floyd Mayweather. Yes, yes, yes. When McGregor, I'm against these, like, feel like they're stage celebrity bouts. I'm not about them. I think, I just don't like them. I don't like when these guys fight people that aren't normal boxers. They cross the sports, the MMA with the boxing. I don't like it. I don't think it's great.
This guy,
I understand why they do it
so fast. If he was offered a celebrity boxing match, Bob, you wouldn't even have time to blink. He would be in there stat.
I wouldn't be in there stat. I would need at least. I would need at least.
You got offered a big old purse like these guys are. You'd be out there. You'd be putting training monologues. You'd have the Rocky fucking montage music in the background.
Yeah, if I had time to prepare, I would do it.
100%, and you'd be crazy not to.
I'm not saying I wouldn't participate. I'm just saying that, like, you're trying to say you're a boxer. I want to see you fight other boxers. That's all I was saying. That's all I'm saying. I want to see him fight
boxing. Bob's take on this. If I couldn't stand somebody,
yeah,
I don't think I'd be going down the aisle of a CVS looking for their freaking deodorant to go support them. Good thing the guy doesn't have a clothing line. Mikey would be head to toe decked out in the Jake Paul gear. I'm just saying, Mikey, it just doesn't add up. Like,
can I ask you a question?
Like, you say, like, I hate Brett Favre, and then you coming in, or Aaron Rodgers, and you coming in with the Aaron Rodgers Green Bay Packers.
Aaron Rodgers is a great guy. Aaron Rodgers is a great guy.
He's a great quarterback.
But at what point in my story did I say I walked down the aisle at CVS to look out for Jake Paul? I said someone gave it to me. You didn't listen to the fucking story. Maybe clear the fucking earwax out of your canals. Okay, I know there's enough of it in there. I didn't say that. I said in the story specifically someone gave me the product to try. I tried it.
I just know if I was the one on the receiving end here who had been talking
a lot. See, it always comes back to you. Like, I was going, what the fuck? I would break your balls. There's no, I mean,
I'm just getting you ready. You're going to take a lot of flack for this one.
Oh, I know. I opened with saying, I know I'm going to get killed. Kill me.
It's got to be a great product. I might buy it today, to be honest.
There you go. Now we're talking. Let me see if I can get you a box. Let me see if I can.
A box is a lot. Just a couple, Mike.
Take a box. He'll take a box.
How many set up? A box sounds like 30.
Yeah, but maybe I could get you the body. I could get you all the accoutrement. They have a body spray. It's very delightful. The deodorant. I'm telling you, man.
Guy's got the whole line, Bob.
I don't have the whole line. Just take it easy. I don't have the whole line. But, you know, shout out to W. Shout out. You never know what could come from that. Shout out. I'm buying W, Bob. That's my
buy this
week. By
the way, I would take the box.
I will try it. But I will. I supported him from the start. You know,
Bob did. Bob from the beginning. And I think Bob's angle, though, is that he appreciates the viewership and the new way of thinking about how to get so much momentum behind something like that. If I'm not wrong, Bob, like the how he hooks people in and he's able to get all these people to be about this, like how popular it got, those fights were more popular than regular boxing by a wide margin.
There's that. And they are good at promoing it. They made me think of like watching him come out to the ring when he was doing the W made me realize like, fuck, I could do better with Drink Have a Day. I could do better with Breezy. It got my wheels turning. And in that sense, like they have it with them all the time. Every podcast they have it with them. They're good at that.
Yeah.
But what I really do respect, it's like I have the utmost respect for UFC fighters or boxers, because I can only imagine just how difficult of a thing that is to do. And you know, people could be like, oh, well, he didn't fight them. Like, 99% of people wouldn't go up against the people that he's gone up. Like,
no.
You can't tell me that Tommy Fury's, I think it's Tommy Fury.
That was one of his early fights. I mean, that was a fight that he lost.
He's a real boxer. Like, he's a boxer.
No,
like,
that 100%. 100%.
Now, I know 100%. The other one, but, like, I got news for you. Ray Robertson would have knocked my fucking lights out, okay? And a lot. what's the UFC fighter that he went against? And I know they're not boxers.
I forget. He didn't fight Diaz. Did he fight Diaz? No.
No, what's the name of the boxer that the UFC fighter?
I thought it was Diaz.
Tyrone Woodley.
Oh, yes.
Tyrone Woodley's not a boxer, but that's part of his profession. And to get in the ring even with him would be fucking horrifying. Like,
well, I still can't believe that he fought Anthony Joshua. Like, I still am shocked that he fought Anthony Joshua, because, like, I thought Anthony Joshua, if he really wanted to, here's another thing about it. Like, at the end, finally, like, Joshua just, like, put him down. But, like, I felt like it was dangerous for him. I thought in reality, I was like, this is crazy for him to do, because Joshua could kill him, like literally could kill him in the ring, because he's just so much bigger.
He took his licks. Like, a lot of times you try and tie him up, which he had to do, but like, or even he was going to fight Tank Davis. Like, and I know he's a lot
older.
You know, Tank's a lot smaller. Tank was a huge favorite. Like, Tank could have destroyed him.
The thing too, for me at least, is whether you like Logan and Jake Paul or you think they're clowns or whatever, you have to respect the grind. Like, they were out there in the Vine days. And for someone, you know, and I'm not a social media guy, but somebody who's, you know, had their ascension, I'm saying, like, if you look at me, Mikey, like I'm not real. I wasn't built in the social media world. I've like, I'm obviously in it now, but like growing up, I wasn't a social media. I wasn't like a social media guy. Bob always was. But to like ascend into this, like into this area that we have, it gives you a lot of respect for those guys are like pioneers for like creating the, you know, the social media awareness that have risen into like superstars and celebrities and stuff, which we're not, but they have clearly shown that there's a path to do it. So whether you like them or not, like their integrity in terms of like persistence and like pushing and driving and like
you have to
marketing themselves. It's
you have to respect them as entrepreneurs. 100%. I mean, you have to, as entrepreneurs, like very few have ever and very few will ever do it better than they've done it. Like that's just the bottom line. I mean,
they also play the villain role really, really well.
Oh yeah, good heels. Very good.
Logan Paul's now like a WWE superstar.
Yeah. Yeah, and isn't he a villain? Like people don't like
him. He's a heel. Yeah, heel. In the business, they call it a heel. And in the good
guys, who else would be
the good guys are the good guys are called baby faces and the bad guys are called heels.
Maybe
I would be a heel man in the WWE for sure.
I think, yeah. I mean, I always compare, like Joe would be like prime Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. He has the same laugh. He's got this, like, that's like his, that's his villain WWF persona would be the Million Dollar Man. There's not even, it's so good.
You know what I'd love to get into? I would love to get into like voice acting, you know, like the cartoons and stuff like that. Like, I think I'd be so good for those.
I think so too. I mean, your whale impression alone could absolutely sell to Pixar. We could sell that to Pixar tomorrow.
Imagine Joe like doing like a movie with Spielberg and like he's doing like the voiceover and Cutsy keeps trying to do his own words. Like he will not listen to the script and like Spielberg, it's driving him fucking nuts because he has to go off on his own thing. You know what I mean?
I'd love to see Joe.
I'm not an actor. I would never be good at acting, but like, for like a voice actor, like for like a, you know, an animation or a cartoon, I think that would
like be a Pixar film.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun, man.
I think so. I think we could come up with a concept there. I think it would work.
Yeah, I have the evil villain lap.
That's 100 like a James Bond esque villain. I've said that before. You know, Million Dollar Man. Like there is a market for that laugh. 100%.
Totally agree.
All right, boys and girls, you know what time it is. It's that time to remind you that this episode of The Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by our great friends over at SeatGeek. SeatGeek, the number one rated ticketing app with over 35 million downloads and over 70,000 live listed events on there currently now. NFL schedule has been released. The NFL schedule has been released. I repeat that twice because you got to get your tickets and you got to get them now, and there's no better place to get them than with our friends over at SeatGeek. SeatGeek has your back covered when it comes to looking for best prices. When you go on the app, you take a look. On the scale of 1 to 10, they rate every ticket posted and the price sale. So you know you're getting a good deal when you look for the green dots. You see the green dots, green means good, red means bad. Green go, red stop. That's why SeatGeek always has your back. And of course, we have a code for you guys. As always, you could use code DUMB10, that's D-U-M-B-10, for 10% off of your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you to our friends over at SeatGeek.
All right, I'll go sell. Love the guy. Love him. Awesome. Wildly entertaining. What a wild move he made. Did you see Anthony Edwards go over to the Spurs bench in the middle of the game and dap everybody up before the game was over?
What? No, I didn't.
Like they were getting crushed. Like the series was
lost by 30.
What's that?
I think they lost by 30 last night in the series closer. Yeah.
Yeah, they were getting killed, and they had, you know, you still have guys playing on the floor trying to win. I mean, granted, I know the game is over, but he goes over to the other bench and is dapping them up.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. He went over to the bench and dapped up the players.
I agree 100%, Bob. I agree. That's just I mean, where's the ferocity? Where's the, like, pissed off? Like, that's the generation today. They're not pissed off when they lose.
There's very few guys in professional sports, I feel like, can maintain that, like, mental edge when you're making so much money like these guys are. Because at the end of the day, like, you're still just living a lifestyle that like less than 1% of America is living. And like, how mad could you really get unless you're wired that way? I think there are certain guys, but they're few and far between, that are wired that they could make $1 billion and they're so obsessed with winning that that doesn't mean anything to them. The competition means more to them, like the Jordans and the LeBrons Obies. And some of these guys, the Kobes, and yes, like the Tom Brady's, like guys that you could see get genuinely furious no matter what happens when they lose. There's not many.
Even like Josh Allen, you see when he
Josh leaves Allen's
a,
another
a press one. Conference, like the guy is demoralized. Like he cares so much. I think part of it is these basketball guys. A lot of them, they just don't. It's just different because I feel like with hockey. Like hockey players, when they lose, man, it's like they've been through a war.
But the hockey guys aren't making what the NBA guys are making in the base. Like Juan Soto. Like, you think Juan Soto gives a fuck
that
about
is a
like.
Good point. It's like when you think about when you have all that money and you go into the offseason, you're about to have a blast. Like, you're about to really, really live nicely to where maybe. Now, I'm not going to say that Anthony Edwards isn't a gamer because I do think he is. Like, I think he's a dog for sure.
He is.
Really like him.
He is.
I just think you have to be more mindful that when the game's going on and you have guys out there, you know, and you're coming over. Granted, it looked like he was in the middle of a timeout, so I'll give him that. It's just not a great look. You remember when Isaiah Thomas, what was it, when the Pistons didn't even shake hands with the Bulls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then 8 minutes left shaking hands. You know what I mean?
That's a different – that's what I mean. Like, those guys
back then – different era.
There were some guys making a lot of money back then, but not like now. Like,
but
not
relative like, to what everybody else was making, they were still making a ton of money.
They were making good money. I don't think they were – I don't think it equates to what these guys are making now. Like, even if you take, like, inflation into account and, you know, economic progress into account, I don't think it's the same. But, like Bob is saying, like, Isaiah Thomas, that was a different, like, Isaiah Thomas and Jordan Isaiah Thomas hates Jordan.
He still
like,
does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you saw them in the Jordan interview. Like, you could tell. These guys, like, still, like, there's that vendetta there that's, you don't see it a lot now. It's not really, that hatred really is not there too much.
We did a shoot with Tacoma, and they put us on a lie detector test. And I don't know when they're going to be releasing it, but I would imagine somewhat soon. And they asked us it's scary, but they asked us, like, do you believe that LeBron is actually the GOAT? Like, they asked us stuff that was like really, really, like, you know, there's no hiding from it. Like, they tell you true or false. And there's stuff like that, like NBA questions and stuff where I was like nervous as shit sitting down because you know they're a brand partner, but you don't know the type of shit that they're going to ask you. And some of it gets a little, you know, there's some things that are coming that are funny and all in good fun, but like there's no hiding from those things. But they asked, point of me bringing it up, they asked like LeBron type stuff. Do you believe he's actually the best? That type of stuff, which is,
you were nervous, which is surprising.
Well, yeah, you're about to sit down.
Anybody getting hooked up to a polygraph is going to be nervous. If you guys don't know what they're going to ask you prior to, like, what if they ask you something fucking nuts? Like,
I was genuinely not nervous. But that was me. I don't know. I have nothing.
You got nothing to hide, huh?
Come on, D.
I'm not saying Bob has something to hide. I just feel like I'm an open book.
Mikey.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Come on, D.
What do you mean?
There was nothing. You weren't nervous. You weren't. Or that's to say that I'm not an open book. It doesn't matter if you're an open book or not, because the truth is coming out.
Right.
Well, I also told Bob that I think there's a way to beat the lie detector.
That's what we're working. It's crazy. He believed we were talking to the guy, and he's done it for years, and he does, like, he's seen it all, murderers, pedophiles, like he's been in every single one. And Joe was asking him, he's like, you know, I think I can beat it. And he's like, I don't think you can. He's like, well, he looks at the guy dead serious. He's like, it's not a lie if you believe the lie.
Like, yeah, Costanza. That's the Costanza, like, line.
You know what he said to me, Mikey? He goes, well, you know, now that you make that point, if you're in a state of delusion or don't see reality, you know, for what it is, then yeah, maybe you could beat him. Bob's like, Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, he actually might beat this thing
out. I wonder, like, if you get clouded up before you go on that thing, like, if that would throw it off. You know what I mean?
Like, he said to me, I was asking him so many questions because I find it fascinating, all the stuff that
it is
seen. He said there was no physical way to beat it. He's like, that's why it's not that's why it is admissible in court or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's why they do it, because there is no way. He said when you lie, there's something in your brain where it works a little bit harder than if you're not. And he said it's, you can't be calm for it. You can't. There's no way to prepare.
That guy would be a good interview, or to like talk and like talk stuff up with, because he's seen some shit, dude.
Oh, dude! I in between like the action, I would go right over to him and I was asking him question after question after question. I just
polygraph Dan.
Polygraph Dan.
I love that.
It's funny. There's some stuff coming.
There's nothing better than, like, even when you have your phone and you meet somebody new and you just save them as, you know, whatever you associate them with at the time in their first name. It's so funny. Like, it's
Imagine we did a brilliantly dumb lie detector, like an episode where you had to ask, like, Mikey, do you think you're a hardo? Like, funny shit like that. Like, you know, like, could you imagine how funny that would be? Or you could ask me a bunch of stuff, too.
I mean, why do we have to ask you anything? You're not nervous about it. You got nothing to hide. You're an open book. I mean, like, what the fuck? What are we even going to get out of it with you?
I'm a psychopath. I've already, like, you know, it's not like I shy away from the things that I, you know, I say.
That would be.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, that would be wild. That would be wild.
Also, too, Mikey, like, I don't know the questions that they're going to ask. And then also, Joe's back there with the Tacoma guys. He's like, oh, yeah, you can ask that. You can ask that. And you don't know what the fuck.
Well, he was asking me about the hair thing with Turkey. Like,
oh, like, well, you are right about that. Yeah, you can ask.
Well, if it was something that I thought was bad, I wouldn't be like, yeah, go ahead and ask him. Yeah. He was like, do we think we could ask Bob something about the hairline? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Fair.
What did it was something along the lines like, do you plan to go to Turkey or something? Dr. Dow.
It was very funny. It's going to be a really funny thing that they did. Very, very creative. I thought a very creative little thing, you know?
Correct. I'm excited for people to see it. All right, let's go to the D-man. D-man for the buy or sell.
I'll be honest, Bob. I really – your sell, it's kind of almost like connected to my sell. It's very similar, and it's just like – I don't know if it's fake or if it's just not – there's just no genuine beef anymore. My sell is not the fight because I thought it was good, but the Strickland and Chimaev beef leading up to the fight and then in the fight, which I actually thought it was an entertaining fight. You know, Strickland ended up winning, which was crazy. And it's – but, like, they're dapping each other up. They're, like, boys all of a sudden in the ring. Like, they're – you know, Chimaev's putting the belt on him. It's like – yo, I thought these guys wanted to kill one another. And so it's just like it's the same shit like with, you know, a guy losing, their team's about to get knocked out of the playoffs, and he goes and daps up the opposition. And you're selling a fight with two guys talking shit, and like people are riveted. Like people are like lapping it up. And then they get in the ring, and it's like you think they're going to try to kill one another. Like they hate each other. And they're boys, and it's like I mean, I'm not one to talk. I'm not a fighter. I don't know what it's like when you're in there, like maybe there's mutual respect. But just to me, it rubbed me the wrong way. It's like, yo, when I saw Conor McGregor and Khabib get in the ring, they fucking hated each other. Like so much so that Khabib went after Conor's side. Like that is true. That's not fabricated. It's like legitimate. And I don't know if this was just something where they were like just trying to play into it to amp up the fight. But to just... I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way.
I think that Strickland knew that, and I think he kind of said basically this after the fight. I think he knew that this fight, by the way, wasn't the greatest fight. It wasn't like the most exciting fight you've ever seen. Mm. And I think he knew without adding that like juice to it before, like what are they going to just have? Like a plain press conference where they're respectful to each other, go out there, fight that fight. It would have been 1,000 times worse. At least you got a little bit of an entertaining lead up and obviously the weigh in and the press conference, like where Chimaev kicked him. Like at least you got something out of that. Cause the fight itself was like, it kind of fell a little flat, that fight, especially following the fight before it, the van fight, which was obviously the fight of the night. it was just a tough spot, but I think Strickland said it. He was like, yeah, I mean, like, I had to juice the fight up. Like, otherwise, like, what am I going to do?
But that's what I'm just selling. It's like, why are we doing that? Like just, it's the same thing as what Bob's saying. It's like, you know, with sports or with competition or with, like, anything like that. Like, this shit can't be fabricated. You either want to go out and fucking win or you don't. And it's like, I don't know. For me, it's a little bit different what I'm selling. I'm just selling that the fact that it just felt like everybody was riveted on the walkouts and, like, oh my God, like once he started the fight, it was like, here we go. And then like in between rounds to be dapping each other up. It's just like, I don't know. It just.
As soon as they touched gloves before the first round, as soon as I saw that, I was like, this is it.
It was the most excited I've been for a fight of all time, probably. Like I was so excited. And then, yeah, before they even fought, you knew that they were okay. And by the way, if Strickland had said that he felt he crossed the line, which is totally fair. So like if he did call him and apologize, that I get like that.
He did say that.
Yeah, that is fair. But when he said we had to promote the fight, then that's when it's like, oh, wait, what? So all that stuff wasn't real. If all that stuff was real, Strickland thought he crossed the line, called him and apologized. I think that's one thing. But then when he said, you know, ah, guys, we had to promote the fight, then you feel like you've been duped and the whole thing was.
Like staged. Dana could not have been happy with that, the way that it happened, you know, like.
You know what? I think they sold so much, not pay-per-view, because it's not whatever way they track it. I think there were so many, like they even said their numbers leading up to it on press conferences and everything was triple than any, like it was crazy.
The highlights of them had millions and millions of views. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think the one of him kicking him had like 10 million views, yeah, like wild, a day after it was posted. Like, so I think that that's just like, to me, you know, and I'm still relatively new to UFC. I haven't watched a ton of UFC. Like I think Bob and probably Baradon, you probably watch a lot more than me, but I was so excited because I thought like the animosity was so real. And then for them just to like let up like that, it was just, it was disappointing. Why are you laughing?
He doesn't like being called Bear Down, and he called.
It's his fucking name, man.
That's like me calling. But do I ever call you Cold Cuts? No,
you call me Cuts,
Cutsy. But I mean, I really Joseph, really more than anything.
But when we're together, do I not call you Michael all the time?
Yeah, sometimes I guess.
Oh, give me the odd time if I say Bear Down, and I'm not even talking to him directly. It's like, you know, it's in third person.
Mm.
Yeah, but how about Mikey giving the review for himself about how good of a guest?
I mean, 5 stars, Bob.
Like, I mean, I fold.
I leave a very little footprint.
Let
me tell you, you know how they talk about like the carbon footprint that we're leaving on the world,
right? Right.
Michael would leave the smallest carbon footprint of all time because.
Yeah, no, I do definitely believe.
Thank you, Joe.
You know what I think about a lot. Think about Luca. Like, think about when I have kids. Think about Dom and stuff. They're going to.
Oh, I cannot wait, Bobby.
The content that they're going to be able to consume.
Oh, my God. It'll take them years, Bob.
Yeah. Like, if you want to, you know, there's some podcasts, the cringe ones that I watch, where I'll run back through them and I get sad because it's like there's only so much content because they didn't stick to it. Like, you know, for years. And then even if they're about the sports, like you will take you years to get through.
Well, imagine if Luca wants to listen to the Brilliant Dumb Show, he might be like, I don't want to listen to anything that dad's in. It's very possible. No, but if he did want to listen to it, I mean, even if it's not your son, even it's just like, that's why I feel like there's so many people out there who haven't discovered this podcast. And I feel like if you do, you could go on a deep dive for years.
You could literally grow up with our families, literally. Because, I mean, we started this show before Gabriella was even born. Now she's going to be 5.
Really?
So like, yeah. We were doing the show before Gab was even born. Now she's going to be 5. So it's like they could listen to how they were when you first had them, toddlers, now a little grown up in school. Like, it's going to be all that's going to be there.
I just hope when Luca does have questions, he comes to me. You know,
well, I would hope he'd come to my wife and I first. Well,
of course, no, he's going to go to Uncle Bob first. He's
no, I don't mean that, obviously. But I mean, like, more like the Bob the sports behind the scenes stuff. If he has questions,
he knows he can come to me.
I often worry or wonder how, like, me being his father would be received, like, when he's in school. Like, are people going to be like, your dad's an absolute psychopath? Or people be like, oh, your dad was funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's – because there's a lot of people who fucking hate my guts, and I just hope it doesn't rub off on in a negative connotation on him. I
had another dad at football practice yesterday come up to me, and he goes, I know you. I've seen, I recognize you. You're one of the Bob Does Sports guys, he goes. But the problem was, is that's where the conversation ended. It was like, it wasn't even like, I enjoy, like, I like this, I like that. That was it. That's all he said. And it was kind of like very like inquisitive, like being like interviewed.
What did
you
say?
That was the end of it. And I'm like, I can only think about what he's possibly thinking about now that I'm telling his son how to run a fucking a 7 route. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's that's bad. Like, that could be bad. I'm telling his son to keep contain on the edge. And that's all he has to say to me. So that's a problem, man. That's not good.
I also often wonder too, like, if I met like one of these haters in the wild and I didn't know who they were, like, are they going to come up and be like, yo, you fucking
no
suck?
No,
I don't
chance.
Think they would. No most chance. maybe like the real, like the ones that loathe me, but like, I think like 90%, like the 90% all of like haters would not say a word.
No, I would bet you, you've already ran into a bunch of the 100%. Guys.
100%.
Think about how many times have you had an experience where a guy comes up to you and fucking tees off? Has it happened once?
No, I don't think so. Not really. But
I think like there's a difference. Like, I think a hater would go up to Joe and introduce himself and be nice, and then throw like once they develop the comfort, then throw a little jab. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying, has anybody come up to him with the same attitude of like, fuck you? There's no way.
No, you don't do that. Grown men don't do that to other grown men. Like, that's not something like
that's why they're keyboard warriors.
Yes. Yes.
But hey, if they're sporting the show, we appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. Hey, listen. If you hate Bob, nobody hates Bob. If you hate me, if you hate FP, but the only guy you like is Bob and you keep watching, hey, we'll take it. At the end of the day, I'm not going to complain.
All right. Well, if you don't hate me, you could certainly make fun of me. And that's why we have the Ask Bob segment. But before we get to here, we're going to bang out two ads and
and then we'll be done. All right. We are talking about our good friends over at Mars Men today. Mars Men, of course, a sponsor of our podcast for some time now. I always want to give Mars Men my personal recommendation and endorsement. Look, everyone talks about when men get older, you know, you lose a little bit of the sauce in the gym, in the bedroom, whatever it is. When you hit that 40 mark, especially boys, okay, it's going to start dipping a little bit. But Mars Men is the natural way to improve that. Okay, they have the best performing products I know because I've used them. So listen, a good dad bod is funny, but at the end of the day, with summer coming, just a couple months in the middle of it now, I've been thinking about getting in a little bit better shape. We all want to shed a few extra pounds, and there's no better people that could help you than Mars Men. It's a natural supplement. It's designed to support healthy testosterone levels, which can help your body burn fat more efficiently and build lean muscle at the same time, because you don't want to lose weight and lose everything you work for in the gym on top of it. That's not the goal here. When your hormones are working the way they're supposed to, a lot of things can get easier. Workouts, energy, even staying lean, no weird stimulants, no synthetic hormones, just real natural ingredients that can sustain healthy T levels. And the quality is legit, made in the USA, and every batch is third party tested. Okay. So, for a limited time, our listeners can get 50, that's 50% off for life, plus free shipping and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 free gifts when you check out. And it's also available on Amazon. How good is that? After you purchase it, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them the Brilliantly Dumb Show sent you.
Last one, the Brilliant Dumb Show is also brought to you by Keeper Security. I know we all know how hard it is to store passwords, remembering what the passwords are, having a good, strong password. Keeper's got you covered. Think about everything protected by a password, your bank, your email, your accounts, all of that stuff. Keeper is a password manager that creates strong, unique passwords for all your accounts. Store them securely in one place and logs you automatically across all your devices, so you never have to remember, guess, or worry about your login credentials. You get to have strong passwords that are safe and kept by the fine folks over at Keeper. Right now,
Keeper is offering our listeners 60% off your personal and family plans at keepersecurity.com/dumb. That's keepersecurity.com/dumb for 60% off personal and family plans. Make sure you use our link so they know we sent you. That's keepersecurity.com/dumb. Nice service there. Let's get on into the Ask Bob. I think Mikey started it out with the Shears last week. Obviously, tough week for me. Woke up Tuesday morning. It's exactly what I expected. Like, just tough, understandably so. Have to wear it. Big bounce back needed. Petey, we are going to start with you.
All right. I do have a fun one this week, Bob. And it's going to be a history question for you this week, Bob. I think you're either going to really get this or you're going to have no clue. I think it's going to be one or the other. I think you're going to know right away or it's going to be like no idea. But I'm actually leaning to – I think you're going to get this. So without further ado, Bob, for this week's Ask Bob question, I would like you to state where the famous commander and emperor Napoleon was the ruling emperor of which empire? Napoleon, would you like his last name? Bonaparte. Napoleon.
Can't wait to see the memes of Bob as Napoleon after this. It's going
to
be unbelievable.
Would you like to see a picture of him, Bob?
I think I have my guess.
You do?
Yeah, I think I do. Just give me a sec. So ask the question one more time, Pete. Just buying time.
The famous commander and emperor, Napoleon, reigned over which famous empire?
Yeah, I think I got it.
This is going to be either really good or he's going to nail it.
The Roman Empire.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God.
Is that
God,
not
man.
Right?
Yeah, no, it's not, man. No, it's not, dude. The Roman Empire had fallen probably for 1,000 years before Napoleon came in. I mean, it's got to be, I don't know what the time difference is, but it's got to be a pretty significant gap.
Would you like to give another guess?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, he must have been thinking maybe of Nero. Maybe he was thinking Emperor Nero, because that's very, I guess it's similar to Napoleon.
He was the commander and emperor of the French Empire, Bob. The French.
The Roman Empire is so fucking good, dude. I mean, that is just, that's great.
I get another brutal week. It's just.
All right. Now, Mikey, do you think, because you thought Genghis Khan, I did not think a lot of people would know that. Okay. But I think, do you think Napoleon is like a well.
Everybody knows where Napoleon's from. Everybody. I mean, well, not everybody. I mean, I don't mean to say
clearly
that.
Not.
That's not the right way to say it. I'm sorry, Bob. That's not.
Oh, man.
But when Bob was like, I got it, I really thought he had it. I was not expecting Rome. That was the last thing. I thought maybe.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I thought maybe like you would say like if you fucked up, maybe you'd say like England Caesar. Or Germany. Caesar.
You know why? It's really the only empire I really know.
That's fair.
That's why. Fair,
I think the empire word was a little, I think that may have thrown him off a little bit, saying the empire instead of saying country. If you had said country, maybe.
I'm not going to say I was going to get it.
Right.
Yes, understood. I heard empire and I thought Roman Empire.
All right.
And you know.
You know what?
I thought of Red Sox. I thought of Anthony.
Who?
Anthony Roman. Roman Anthony.
To come up with the Red Sox for the Empires.
Oh, my Lord.
Roman Anthony.
Yeah. All right. I have
it just sucks because now I can only get banged. I'm already banged. If I get the answer
but
right,
Bob, can I tell you something?
There's no way he gets this one wrong.
Come on, don't do that.
I'm sorry.
See, that's such a bullshit
I'm
move.
I'm sorry.
That you guys do every week.
But Bob, can I tell you something before we move in?
It's such a silly way to start.
I would argue that the Ask Bob segment has been massive in the development and growth of this podcast.
That's correct.
Yeah, no, I wear it. I wear my jazz.
You do. You do. You were having, by the way, I will say this. You were having before last week. You
were on a nice run. He was on a good run.
He was on like a 3-4 week run.
There's no way he can get this wrong. That's fucked up.
I don't think he can.
Go ahead. Ask the question.
All right. Bob, I'm going to show you a picture.
Oh,
of a fictional character. This is a fictional character. All I want you to do is name the character. That's all I want you to do.
Walking away so we can talk about it first for the listener.
Yeah, actually, he's right.
Okay. Dave. Yeah, because the listener's not going to know. And by the way, I'm very interested. A fictional character. I'm very interested to hear.
Hold on. I got to put the headphones. It's coming through my laptop so I could hear you guys.
Just walk out the door for 1 second.
Yeah, literally 1 second.
Yeah, just open the door.
Open the door, count to five, and then come back.
All right, he's out.
The character is Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones is the character.
That doesn't look like him.
Yeah, what are you talking about? It doesn't look like
him. Okay. The original. No, he's not going to get this.
I can't wait for the guess.
Oh, this is going to be.
Okay, Bob. Now, a lot of people have been killing me on giving too many hints, so I'm not going to give any hints until Bob starts struggling a little bit, and then maybe I'll give a hint. Name this fictional character. Okay, now, I'll give you a hint. This is a movie fictional character.
Movie character. I don't know.
Don't give any, please don't, because
I'm not saying a thing.
He's working on it. The wheels are turning.
I know. Yeah. I've never seen it, but I know it.
Okay.
Come on, Bob.
That's why I picked this one, because I do think it's big enough where even if you didn't see it, you might know. You should know.
Fire back.
This is gonna be unbelievable.
Oh, I have it.
Go ahead.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah! All right.
Yeah.
Oh man, if he had never said something like Oklahoma Smith or something like that, would have been really unbelievable if he gave some crazy guess. That is correct, Bob.
No, good would job. I like that?
It's awesome.
I mean, it's classic. It's classic. Yeah. I don't know, but I don't know if he would like
which
it.
Which one would you tell him to watch?
I mean, Raiders of the Lost Ark, probably, but I think
The Last Crusade is the one that I would tell him to watch.
Temple of Doom is a great one.
Well, Temple of Doom sucks compared to the other two.
Here's the problem is that I think if he watches the original ones, he's going to say it just looks too old and he couldn't get
it. No, but I think the Last Crusade is newer than like the Raiders of the Last Ark.
Yeah, and but those are the good
Raiders. You know what I mean? We're watching now, and it's been out for so long, and I think I tried to watch it, but I just forgot it, and it's spectacular. It's Homeland.
Yeah, I never watched Homeland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never watched it.
Oh, man, it's great.
You like it?
Yeah. Love it. We hadn't had a show in a long time.
I watched that 4-part Hulk Hogan documentary on Netflix.
I was watching that a little bit. Pretty cool. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm not a wrestling guy. The Vince McMahon documentary is one of my favorite documentaries of all time.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, good bounce back there for Bob.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The damage is done. Plain and simple. The damage is done.
I can only imagine the EA bang job that he's going to
get. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's.
Oh, he's going to. There's going to be memes of Bob in the full Napoleon dress outfit.
He's going to have like.
But
a
it's going to be him
dessert in an Italian restaurant.
It's going to be him in the middle of the Roman Colosseum dressed up as Napoleon Bonaparte. That's what it's going to be like. That's what it's
Bobby be. Napoleon's.
Oh my goodness gracious! Yeah, okay, Bobby Bonaparte.
Here's what we're going to do. I like this top five. This is an EA special. This is an EA special who's been cooking.
This is a good one.
Very good. Top five things that look easy that aren't. We talked about the top five before. I came in first. Mikey came in second. The D-Man came in third. Ooh. And I am going to go one.
I know exactly what you're taking, and that's the right one to take.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows.
I
was gonna say do it on three, but we just said it golf. I'm gonna go one. I'm gonna go golf. Mikey, where are you going?
Golf was my number one. I'm gonna go I'll go three.
Okay. Over to the D-man.
Oh, I'm right up out of the gates here, right? Man, I have some funny ones.
Yeah. This is good stuff.
Golf. I'm going to go dancing.
Yeah, I had dancing.
Because you know what? Everybody, like, when you watch some people dance, they make it look so easy. And then you get up on a dance floor. And I got no rhythm. Like, I try to, like, bust a move. It looks horrendous, dude.
The end is.
Yes. You got to just avoid it at all costs.
Hey, cousin, I feel like less is more. When you don't know how to dance, like less is definitely more. Like a little sway goes a long way.
You know who can dance, but he does the same move as Featherston. Featherston always goes with the – he goes yeah, – and then he goes –
yeah, but he's – yeah, but he actually – it's actually good when you watch him.
He executed it.
It's so funny.
I'm going to be at him in Nantucket, and there's a lot of dancing at this place, Cisco Brewery. I can't wait to get down with him because we're going to unload.
We're going to get some good footage there, Rob.
Yeah, he's a good dancer. As long with the dancing as you commit, as you're fully committed, it looks better. Yep. Yeah. Yep. If you're hesitant, you're going to look bad.
I feel like the best time to dance is when you're like inebriated and you're not like – you're not sober, because then you could just have fun. You don't care what people are thinking or watching, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Joe, your wedding, by the time you got to the dance floor, I was fucking hammered. See, I was
dancing like crazy.
Yeah, you got to be hammered. Okay, Mikey, over to you.
I'm going to take shooting a gun. I think you watch like movies and you see like these guys and they just like, you guys are such fucking jerk offs, bro. You guys are just such fucking jerk offs. It's unfucking believable. Can't even get one pick. So let me ask you a question. When you watch these movies and stuff, they don't make it look easy.
Real shame you got for that one, dude. I really wanted that one on the wraparound.
Good thing Logan Paul's not promoting a set of ammunition. This guy'd be ripping him off like Yosemite Sam.
Oh, fuck. It's a shame he got that one. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that was high on my tier list, Bob.
The double barrel. Oh, man. Yeah, you got to have fun with that. Go ahead, Mikey.
Fishing is the next one I have. On to you, Joe.
Fishing's a great one, Michael. Mm-hmm. Yep. Fishing's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not just shooting a gun.
You guys don't even, it's not even like, it's just insane, man. It's just insane.
Man. Insane. Being a sniper.
See, I didn't say that, though. I was about to say what I wanted to say, but I couldn't even have a second to fucking say it.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Thank God. All right, I'm going to go with playing an instrument, like guitar, piano, like, you know, saxophone, drums. It looks easy. AD. Definitely not.
Now that the 9mm off the table. You got to settle for that.
Give him the old Uzi, Bob.
Oh, I can see Mikey at the range just...
The old sawed off 12 gauge.
It's the greatest.
Oh,
it's the greatest.
The number one slot, too.
Oh man. So
okay. I think it's you, Bob.
I got one for you. Sex. There's a lot that goes into sex. You got to get hard. You got to stay hard. You got to please them. Both parties got to be. You know what I'm saying? Like it looks like it's going to be this. Sometimes you pull a muscle.
Pull a muscle?
Oh,
yeah. Leg cramp.
I got a leg cramp getting a blowjob. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. It's.
Christ. Fucking Christ, man.
Just being honest.
Michael, I think maybe we were hard on you after hearing this. He's got a leg cramp over here.
I mean, while getting a blowjob, you got a leg cramp.
I'm just saying.
Just wild there.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, so
So I'm gonna give one that from that I don't know from experience that I've watched happen. I've watched it with just last week. We were at my parents' house with my sister, and we had a long conversation about it, how hard, and I got a lot of respect for you guys for doing it. That I think you have the times where it looks easy and you have all this joy, but what you have to put into it, parenting. I think parenting, like I was talking to my sister, I was like, again, running around with the kids, like by the time you guys get tonight, you got to be exhausted. So,
but do you think it looks easy? Because like if you see
that's
a
why
kid
I didn't have it,
struggling on a plane screaming, like that looks like hell.
Yeah,
man. That
I
doesn't
think so
look
many
easy.
Times there's all these great parts to it for sure. Like, yeah. Like you did the blind ranking top five. You have G Baby. You guys are hanging. It looks great. Yeah, I get that part of it. I just think there's sides that look so great, but then, man, like you see how much you put into it. So tip of the cap to you boys, and I know I'll have my day.
All right. It's me now?
Yeah.
Doing a cartwheel.
I mean, bro, you want to
– or, like, you could bring it into a bigger topic like gymnastics.
That's
like,
not what you said. Well, you said doing a cartwheel. You're getting after the way you fucking yeah, – you've been this topic, you're getting fucking
well, cartwheel. Well, let's put it up to the committee.
Yeah, the committee votes like, fucking cartwheel. Yeah.
like a teddy bear stand or like a
what?
Teddy bear stand or like
the
a
the fuck is a teddy bear stand?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not easy. Backflips, like cartwheels, they're all like gymnasts.
I don't think, I mean, look, I just had it with the parenting, but like nothing to me about a cartwheel looks easy. You know what I mean?
It does
not.
Like, a cartwheel doesn't look difficult.
I'm glad this has gone off the rails now. This is good.
This played good. Back into your hand, Mike.
This is good. Okay, back to back. Wait. What happened?
Well, sex can be hard. There's I'm standing by the sex take.
Well, I don't know if sex is hard, but to be good at it might be hard.
Sure.
You think you're good at sex, D-Man?
I don't know. I don't know if I can rate myself.
I did.
Look, I know it might look, you know, me saying that's not a good look for me, but I think I'm very emotionally attached in a really good way. So I think I am good at sex.
I think my wife's happy, and by the way, I've been able to bear a child, so you know, ultimately
must be doing something right. Something's gotta be going right.
I achieved the ultimate, you know, what would it be, say like the result of sex I've achieved is to bear
to
bear offspring.
yeah so you know what?
I got swimmers.
Yeah, now there is nothing worse too, like especially, you know, we've all been in long relationships now, but when you like one night stands or whatnot, the pressure of those, especially if you're, you know, that you add that.
You don't
want,
yeah. I mean, evacuating too quickly is a problem.
Oh,
yeah,
complacency with sex and long-term relationships is what you got to avoid. Complacency.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I've always, you know, if it's happened too early, I always like to make a joke about it and go there.
that's fair.
Yeah.
Wow, I think he's making a compelling argument.
I think there was a story
that
was about to be told.
No,
and he stopped himself there.
I don't think that's
cramp was already discussed.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That was wild. That was wild.
One of my boys apparently was in the middle of, like, this was years ago, and he fell to his knees because his calf like started like cramping
up. Yeah, dude.
And then the girl told one of my buddies like a day later that he just fell. And imagine, there's nothing more humiliating than you're stark naked and falling to your knees because your calf muscle has pulled out. Now, I'm not going to say the name of the guy, but he knows who he is. I don't think he's going to be listening. No, I don't think
say
he's,
it, Bob.
No,
it's
no.
Unbelievable.
Let me tell you something. If it's Warren, I don't feel bad for him because that guy's got it.
Oh, Warren would be having a calf muscle and he would just like lock it back into place and then fucking bring in another one.
I was going to say, I would much rather evacuate early and using Mikey's terms than like whiskey dick.
Oh,
there's
that.
That is the bottom of the barrel. Just there's nothing. Cause that he can't, you know,
Mars to Men could help you.
Yeah. Hey, maybe you got to give Mars a little call.
Mars to Men. Yeah. If you have whiskey dick, If you have whiskey dick, you want to go to MarsToMen.com. Right.
Mars to Men will take your manhood to Mars.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And your boners to Mars like as well.
Petey, all right. Over to you.
No, it's mine. Me? Back to back. Michael, no, I got back to back. I'm going to take ice skating. I think when you see people skating, it looks like they're just gliding. I can't ice skate to save my fucking life. And then I'm going to take, let me see here. Hosting again. I know I took hosting as one of the things that I sold, but hosting looks like it's so easy, and it's just not. It's just not easy at all. It just it's more of a pain in the ass than anything else. Hosting is not easy. It sucks.
Watch Bob next week. He's gonna host like a 30-person like gala.
I do have a Memorial Day barbecue.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Yep.
At your house?
Yeah, that's right.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's just unreal, bro. It's unreal.
See, but that's why, that's where.
Why don't you put your foot down, Mike? You just be like, we just did Mother's Day. We're not going to do Memorial.
Because I enjoy the grilling and yeah, I want to answer for you.
For sure.
Oh, man. Sure. But the cleanup, the setup.
Yeah, that's
the buildup.
Oh, I got to start today. I got to start doing some stuff out there.
Billy Bean asked me about that. That's why I worry about Mikey moving down, because he's got such a group over there that he's got such his community there that that's where I worry. I think it's going to be hard for him to leave his community.
I mean, I don't know how to respond to that, really.
Yeah. No, you don't have to. You can just give your top five.
All right.
He's going to respond to it with a 50-person Met Gala at the Villani household.
No.
Over to the D-man. I mean, listen,
you go to new communities, you build a new community. That's what, you know, that's what I haven't lived here my whole life.
True. I think that's Michael would thrive in the Florida heat. I think he really would.
Well, there's a reason. I knew I was doing back-to-back Blackbird nights, but honestly, the reason we were at Blackbird is that menu is so up his wheelhouse that's why we chose Blackbird, because I wanted him to get a taste of that.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
It's a great
place. I'm going to give one. Man, I got like a bunch of good ones still. I'm going to give one. This is people make it look, even in movies or on TV, they make it look so easy. And I tell you what, once you get up there, it's horrifying. Riding a horse is not fucking easy, and they make it look like it's... Bob, have you ever been on a horse?
Yeah, I have years ago.
It's high up, dude. Yeah. Like, it's scary as shit. Michael, what are you riding horses on a regular...
G-Baby was on a horse like 2 weeks ago at the zoo.
Yeah, but that's a Shetland pony. It's not like a fucking Clydesdale.
It's a what?
Shetland pony. Like one of those petting zoo horses, the small ones.
Yeah, I've ridden a horse. I don't think it's that hard.
You've been on a mare?
Yeah.
On a
steed? Like now, like, are you talking about like riding a horse like you're a fucking cowboy and you're going to start lassoing and riding into the fucking mountains?
I'm not talking about like walking. I'm talking about I rode
a horse. I mean, I was on the horse's back and we went on a trail, and that was, you know.
I would have paid a lot of money to watch that, Bob. Oh, my God.
You are high up there.
Yeah,
it is.
You feel like a conqueror when you're on that fucking
thing. If they even start to trot slowly, like,
it gets a little scary, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't the guy who played Superman, isn't that how he got
Christopher
paralyzed?
Reeves, yeah.
Yeah. Yep,
Christopher Reeves.
That's horrible.
I'm telling you what, it's not easy, man.
By the way, for a guy who's afraid of heights, Arby's is putting me in a fighter jet to record a Guinness World Record of the first cheesesteak eaten on a fighter jet. And
what
they are
kind,
gonna
like
be
an F-450?
Bro, they're going to be barrel rolling. They are going to be – and he's like, it's not going to be long. It's only going to be 30 minutes. I'm like, 30 fucking minutes?
That's a long time, man.
Bob, those things break the sound barrier.
Yo, they better be giving you a bag for that, man. I wouldn't do that. It would take a lot for me to do that.
That's horrifying. Have you thought about this?
It would take a lot for me to get up there.
How is he going to eat? Don't they have to wear like an – oh.
It's a big old.
It's that's a duffel.
Yeah, a little more than a duffel, I think.
By the way, aren't you supposed to wear an oxygen mask? How the fuck are you going to be eating a burger?
Cheesesteak.
Whatever, Bob.
Fat fuck.
How are you going to be eating it with the oxygen mask?
It's a cheesesteak, Jack.
I think I need to hear more about this. I'm pretty sure it's not like an F-450 fighter jet. Because, by the way, anytime they fly, it costs like a shit ton of money.
Yeah, that does, like, Arby's is really going all out for that. That is, I mean, and I don't doubt it. I don't
doubt it. Watch it just be like a little, like, Boeing 747.
No, it's going to be a...
Do you have the specs?
Apparently, it's going to be a commercial.
Oh, my God. How are you going to be eating when you're at Mach 7, Bob?
I have no idea. And also, too, it's going to be right after our road trip. So I'm going to go from the van, RV to the...
Yo, you're going to yak, dude. You're going to probably yak.
Yeah, you know what? Like, those guys train for that. If they do an inversion, like Bob, I'm worried for you, dude. That's
my agent called me after and goes, aren't you afraid of heights? I said, yeah, I am.
Bob, that's more. You couldn't walk over a bridge to go at Bel Air. You're going to go. Well,
yeah.
Once again, that's a big old bag, Joseph. It's got to be a fucking big old bag for him to do that. Because that, I mean, even for me, that sounds like way too much.
Really?
Oh, yes. My God, Bob. That's
a
like
fighter jet? A fucking Bob,
these guys
fighter jet?
Are trained for years. Like, you should talk to Brother Brian.
There's got to be some. They can't be pushing him to, like, high altitude.
Not Mach 5. He would black out.
If he took the sandwich out, the sandwich is going to go everywhere. I would feel like the sandwich would go everywhere. There's
just
no way.
They
got to
be
just,
like, cruising. They probably just cruising.
By the way, very cool that you're going to be in Guinness World Record, though. I've been giving them a lot of shit for quite some time, Guinness Book of World Records.
About what?
Just their records are fucking absolutely outrageous. They're handing out records for anything. How many times a guy could crack a walnut with his left ass cheek jumping up and down on it down a row
in
30
seconds? Yeah, but in fairness, Mike,
that was impressive, though.
If I make it, that's going to be me. Like, that's going to be...
Well,
me.
Eating a cheesesteak in a fighter jet's really not that much better. But I would say, like, I have to see, like, what this is going to look like. Like Joe said, like, I just can't imagine.
There's no way that they have him, like... No, I need to hear more. There's no way that they're going to have him.
The only thing I'll say,
I would
maybe
have anxiety.
You're right, because I do think it's giving me anxiety seeing how you guys reacting to it, but... And you could be right, because I'm like, how do you eat a cheesesteak that up high? But the amount of the reason it's taking so long is all the approvals. Apparently, the fighter jet guy is thrilled. He loves Bob the Sports. So I got that going.
You mean the pilot?
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
But how is he going to eat? He's got to wear an oxygen mask. Like, they have.
There has to be some
kind of.
Is he going to
go through a tube?
Obviously, they've thought this out, I would hope, because there's got to be a limit on the altitude.
Even if they do it before he goes, he can't chew once you go that high and that fast. It's
your face is like glued like this.
Bob, have you not watched the Top Gun, like the remake?
Like, you see, yeah. Maybe, I don't. Something's not adding up, huh?
Tell you what is adding up, Joseph.
What's that?
Tell you what is adding up.
The bag.
The bag. The bag is adding up, dude. That's got to be. That's.
They're going to. Bag does sports. Bob does bags.
I would get in a fighter jet before I would get in a hot air balloon.
That is insane, Bob.
Hot air balloon. Yeah, I would never get in a hot air balloon.
It's my
worst nightmare. Never.
Joe, that's like the bridge to me. That's where I can look over. That's where I am.
You're
going to
be going at speeds.
But he's in a confined, encompassed thing, so it gives you a little bit more security.
But Bob, you know, there's an ejector button in that fighter jet that if you hit that, the cockpit
now
flies out.
What's the purpose of telling him that? It's not as if they're going
to sit at the window seat of an exit row. But
nobody's going to hit the emergency ejector button on the fighter plane.
But nobody's also going to open the side door, and he's worried that he would lose control of himself.
I will tell you what, something's not adding up.
I think you need to get a little more after this pod. Yeah, I would jump on a call, get a little bit more information, because I'm a little worried.
Yeah, now I am too. I just said yes right away.
My God. I can't
even. That figure had to be asked.
It had to be. It had to be. It had to be. It had to be.
Skyscrapers.
Yeah, that's a skyscraper. All
right, let's move on. It's me,
right?
Whose
turn is it?
It's Bob. It's Bob's. He's got back-to-back to close out his list.
So I'm going to go yoga. And I'm going to go surfing.
Surfing's and a good one.
There's one that I wanted to go with that I think is a no-brainer.
Joseph?
Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube, bro. Rubik's Cube looks fucking hard as shit.
Well, no, when you see them get all the colors on the same way, it looks pretty easy until you grab it.
I guess. Rubik's Cube.
See, this is a good top five because it's like, you know, it's a good top five where it's not just the obvious, like, no, I don't think that you guys have taken one of my things and probably vice versa.
I still have a bunch of good ones.
Yeah, that's a sign of a good top five.
This is extremely niche, but if you ever like worked on a home and you
sewing, knitting,
taking down wallpaper. Have you ever tried removing wallpaper?
No, I wouldn't even try.
It looks like, because you think about it and you look at it,
Bob.
They look like big sheets of paper and you just peel them off the wall. No, the glue. The fucking dry glue. You gotta get one of those
things.
You gotta steam it. You gotta steam it for a day. Scrape it. It is the fucking biggest hassle on the planet. Wallpaper, bro. Wallpaper. Yeah, is I'm a not gonna fight nightmare. You
there. Sounds, there's some sounds good awful. Ones too that we should still list. Just
yeah. Can I throw one out there?
Yeah.
Tying a tie.
Yeah.
Packing.
Packing sucks. Brutal. I think packing just sucks. I don't know if it looks easy necessarily. I think it's just one of those tasks that people hate to do.
Yeah,
I don't think about it until the last second.
And then you really hate don't. It when you do it.
Duvet covers.
Oh, you ever have terrible.
Misses with the duvet sure, covers.
Terrible. The worst. Yep.
And then this one I feel very – oh, getting out of bed, not the easiest thing in the world. As you get older, well, like you're tired, you're getting older. You know what I mean? Bad back.
I'm right there with you, but
okay.
Yeah.
Getting sand off from the beach. That
drives me fucking nuts. I think you're just listing things that you don't like to do.
Yeah.
I just think the sand never actually goes away. I always compare it to a cigar. You smoke a cigar, that cigar's there with you for the next 5 days.
That's my issue with cigars. I enjoy a good cigar, but it is like it's with you. You could gargle, tongue scrape, everything. It's there for at least 48 hours. Somebody, it just is what it is.
Somebody could create an odorless cigar, then they're going to be a gazillionaire.
Yeah. I will say Joe brought one time these unbelievable cigars. It was like one of the nicest cigars. And it's lighter on you. Mm-hmm. It's not as – and even the smell wasn't as bad. So the more
Cubanos.
Are, yeah, if you get like one of those $10 ones, like
– yeah, good luck.
Fucking
– I got a few here, Bob.
Go ahead.
Kicking a field goal.
Yeah.
Skateboarding. You ever try that? Fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I avoid anything.
Oh,
rollerblading, anything with the skating, I avoid.
Even like I can ski – but I tried snowboarding once. I was fucking horrible. Like, just not. I also got cooking.
Cooking. Yeah.
Cooking's a good one.
Or here's another one. You know how they say, oh, well, I guess it's tied in with cooking, baking. You know the term easy as pie? I got news for you. You ever tried to bake a pie? Fucking impossible. Oh, here's a good one. Painting or drawing. My drawing is like stick figures. I can't draw for shit, man.
Yeah.
You got good handwriting, though, Pete.
Yeah, I'm a good calligrapher. I'm good at calligraphy. It's a dying art.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
It is, man. Right, like back in the day, like right. You ever see like a hand sent letter from like the 1800s? Beautiful calligraphy. Nowadays, just terrible.
Chicken scratch.
Well, not even. People won't even write anymore. They just type it out.
Yeah, like, you're right.
It's unfortunate. Franklin was like typing out something?
Bowling is another one, by the way.
Good one.
One of those ones where it's like you think it's and it's not. It's not really easy.
I'm a good bowler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna go out there and roll like close to 200 every time.
No, I think that would be a good round for me, but I could give you a 150.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you cup the ball like this and then throw it like with the spin?
I'm a straight shooter. I know the real ones do the cup, but I'm a straight shooter.
I like to hold like this, and then you.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I can see.
Try to get it right near the gutter, and then you spin it in.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. By the way,
I do think we need to do like an episode of Bob the Sports where we try different sports. Like could you imagine a bowling or a Brilliant Dumb thing? We do bowling or like different things like
that would be hilarious. No, I agree with that.
Oh, I had a hypothetical that I wanted to ask you specifically, Bob. It was would you rather if you could, you could eat anything you want for the rest of your life, anything, and not gain a pound.
Oh.
Okay.
Man.
Or you go out on the golf course and every time you golf, you're guaranteed to shoot in the 70s. Now, it might not be a 71 every round, might not be a 70, but it's in the 70s every single time you step on the – is it the food?
Yeah.
This guy would be eating 12 times a day, dude.
Yeah. And I also think with that question, I've heard you answer it, Mikey, and I think it is absolutely the right answer. If you can eat one food and not gain any weight, the only answer is ice cream.
Yeah, the only pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, but pasta or might pizza. Get
could you imagine
of.
Pizza? Pizza and ice cream to me would be the neck.
Or
and
sandwiches,
neck.
Bob.
And honestly, I don't.
Joe, you can never like if you do pizza every night, you'll get tired of it. You could do ice cream every single night.
Yeah. The flavor variety alone, you could just, you could go on and on. I mean, it's never ending.
Pasta is a good one because I might even take pasta over. Yeah. But even that, you might get a little tired.
But you have so many variations of sauces, and then you have all the different variations of noodles. So you could even change up the noodle with the sauce. I mean,
a couple things I want to run, but maybe this is off the record. But I think maybe we've talked about it. I really want to go through the menu with you guys. But for the fries, I want to have the double-coated fries. What do you think about an option? My dad had suggested this maybe. He likes wrinkled fries. What if you have two options of fries? So a double coater and then like a waffle fry? Or would you rather commit to one fry?
I'd rather do – well, I mean, it's not my final say, but I would rather do one fry and then have like an onion ring or something different.
Okay.
Because like, if you like do one good fry, if you do one really good fry, nobody's going to need a different fry.
I think the only fry option that you give, if you were to do a fry option, would be to go sweet potato for those of us, those people who like a little bit, they like to feel like they're eating a healthier side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could still do double coated sweet potato fry.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. But, you know, I think a lot of people opt for the sweet potato because it's, it's healthier than getting the regular fry.
So there's that. And then I do want to have a banger lunch menu where people are like, oh, yeah, the bagels are great, but the lunch is amazing. The wings, and it'll be those brass wing.
The little ones? Ring,
the small wings. Okay. Wings, and then. You know, of course, the Caesar app. I want to do a smash burger and do it right. Wagyu beef.
Are you going to do like a Reuben or pastrami sandwich kind of style?
I opted for – Dimitri wanted to do a Reuben. I opted for a tuna melt, a really good tuna melt.
Tuna melt's awesome. If it's done right, the tuna melt's great.
Yeah.
Has to be done right, yeah.
Correct.
See, that's the thing is that, you know, you don't want the menu to be that extensive. But if you want to do lunch – it does make it difficult to limit the amount of options because if you genuinely want people dining there for lunch, you've got to have enough options for them to choose from, right?
Well, if you could do burger and you could do tuna melt and you could have you're gonna have cold cuts, I assume.
That's like I would do yet. I would almost do like a traditional like a BLT sandwich or something like that.
Well, if you have the cold cuts, you could do like I said, like they're very underrated. Lunch is like a turkey or a ham, like something like that on a bagel.
A roast
very
beef.
Underrated.
Correct. You want to have underrated. That. We'll use more than I want to do. I'd rather the price be higher and have the quality of the food
for
than
sure.
a lower price. No doubt about it. The things we do, I want to do everything right. You know, how many restaurants do you go to where they do everything you get right and quality? Go ahead, Pete.
I have a big question. And this is it going to be like from the ordering standpoint, is it going to be counter service or is it going to be sit down server comes to your table and takes your order?
Or is
counter.
It going to be, or is it going to be like you go into the app and you order and you pick up?
Like maybe as we go, we talked about getting our feet under us and then maybe going up to like a Postmates and that type of stuff.
No servers.
Because
you're going to have to have like a busser or somebody to clean the tables.
Or maybe that thing where you do like the QR scan at the table
get your menu, put it in.
That seems giving.
I listen, I'm not saying I like it, but I'm just saying I
think we're going to have so much volume, like especially those opening weeks. I think it's going to be so jam-packed that you don't have the time for servers and you just want to keep it rolling. But again, this is all of our decisions. You guys.
And are you going to have a POS system or are you going to have like the counter tickets that they do? Like those are the hard hitting questions you need to ask.
That's a Spiropolis question.
Right. That's, yeah.
This is how my mind operates. I think of all these things. Yeah. Expenses.
Process. Yeah. Like the things we can cut corners. I don't want to say cut corners, but do some type of, like, you know, we have a plumber who's a big fan of Bob the Sports that's going to do a good deal for the plumbing. So I told the Spropolis family.
Get that guy over to Petey's house, too. Petey needs a little plumbing help.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Well, he thinks my hot water tank is got
a couple years. I think his hot water heater's probably got another, like, year or two.
How do you know that?
It's rusting at the bottom.
Mikey's very, like, he looked at it. He saw the very, very bottom. There's a little rust. He's like, yeah, this got, I wouldn't know, a year or two. And they pass inspection. So I think I'm good. But like, these are the things that I'm so bad at, man. I'm not a fan. Like, I'm not like a handyman
That's an easy, cheap fix, though. Before it becomes a problem, it's a very easy.
I got a light.
That's it.
Bob, I got a light on the entrance like that doesn't turn off. It's been on for like 5 months. I can't turn it off.
It's got
to
be
wired. I don't know how to do it. So
it's got to be wired to something on the circuit breaker. It's got to be wired to something and it's not linked up with one of his
having a house makes you realize how useless you are, and at least in my case, in so many regards, like just so many things I'm just incapable of handling.
But you like, learn as you go. Like, you've been a homeowner for like not even a year, so it's like you got to learn as you go.
We had the pool heater on, and I went and looked. I was happy because I was able to turn the heater off, and it's just a button that's connected. It's like it's digital, and my wife's like, "Good job, you turned the heater." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm like, what are we doing?" But it's like. But I'm just so useless. Tough, like man. I turned off the heater and it's like a big, like we didn't have to call somebody to do it. I'm so useless at that shit, man.
Yeah. But I agree with Mikey. I'm sure you will learn as you go. You
pick it up
that
as you go.
That backyard, bro. That you talk about an open canvas. Pool's amazing. Great.
Dude, wait till he puts a TV out there, man.
Oh yeah. On the side.
The TV is going to change.
He's got the biggest grill I've ever seen in my life, by the way.
How nice is that?
It's fucking gigantic.
The TV
will
change. We got to
do a barbecue.
Yeah, Bobby, anytime you want to come by, we should just get a whole spread.
I want to do that.
Maybe next time Mikey's in town, we should just plan, instead of going out for like a restaurant, we'll just do a huge barbecue.
But I want the D-man to man the barbecue. I know Mikey would be the safer.
Well, I would want him.
No, no, I'm
handling it. We would have. I'd have a co-pilot, Mikey.
I'd want to be able to critique Gutsy's steak.
You see what this is going to turn into now? It's going to turn into
a really enjoyable evening. To like now, it's like
every meal will be on the Instagram story. Everything you drop is going to be on the Instagram story.
Yeah, see, like now.
Oh, D-Man went with this vegetable tonight. Questionable play out of left field, but we'll stick with our guy's instinct on this one and see what he can tie together. That's going to be the exact.
He decided to put the asparagus directly on the grill inside of the side metal container. Just all of a sudden, it just like that sounds so fun. Now,
Bob,
it sounds miserable.
Bob, this is what it is. If and when I do come down to Florida full time, we're gonna go on a regime together.
I really want to try one of those like 5-day fasts where you only do water.
That's
the water fast.
Apparently, you lose like 20 pounds, Bob.
Yeah, you have to because you're only doing water, Joe. That sounds fucking miserable.
But that sounds like, you know what?
Would you rather do a 72 hour phone fast or a 72 hour food fast, Bob? You got to pick one. No phone for 72 hours or no food for 72 hours. Now, that is tough. That is tough.
That's better than the golf question.
Yes.
That's good, man.
I think he's doing the food. I don't think there's a world where he could go,
man.
3 days without a phone?
By the 50th hour, he's going to be like a fucking psycho.
Yeah, the benefit with the food is there's a benefit. Yeah, it's tough. I don't know.
Like, that's his portal to the world.
I think I would actually – I'd rather do the food fast because I get a benefit from the food fast as well. I'd miss cameos.
Oh, it's a hard decision, Bob.
Yeah. All right. That does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. And as always, we will see you next time.
Oh, yeah. Den Dog is finally docking in somewhere from the carnival cruise.
That is another edition of the Brantley Dump Show. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you next time.